This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan has begun, but the beginning of that month has not ended. The Syrian government's crackdown on protesters. The central city of Hama in Syria was shelled again by government forces. The holy month could be a decisive time for the protest movement. Activists are planning to hold nightly demonstrations when people gather at mosques for special Ramadan prayers. In recent weeks, the government stepped up a campaign of mass arrests. NPR's Deborah Amos has been speaking with some of the young activists who say they will still be on the streets.
The safest way to talk to Syria's activists is online.
Hello? Hello?
Mohammed Ali, a 24-year-old architect, answered a call after being silent for weeks. He'd been arrested, jailed for 14 days, but was online again.
Every protest I can go in, I will go. I am not going to stop.
You never know if you're going to make it home, says Amr Sadiq, a spokesman for the uprising in a Damascus suburb.
I mean, you go through this mix of feelings, knowing that we might die today. But then after 10 minutes, all of that goes away and you just remember why you are out there and why you're doing this and you keep going.
Ask any of these young activists why they keep going, and it all comes down to this, says Muhammad Ali.
Give me liberty or give me death. We want our freedom and also our dignity.
But what Syrians mean by freedom and dignity isn't exactly clear. At the most basic level, it's a rejection of the 40-year rule of one family and one political party. It's a revolt led by a youthful army, mostly under 30, equipped with smartphones and global connections, a generation that is the majority of the country.
Before March 15th, we weren't really living. We existed. We had something around our necks.
That's Dia Dagmush, who left graduate school in Beirut to head home to Damascus to join that first protest in March.
After March 15th, I became human. I had a purpose. I had honor. There was life. That's what kept me going.
Ask where the revolution is going, and activists don't agree on any strategy beyond taking it to the streets. But that's an advantage, insists Dagmush. Rallies are more than just an outlet for rage, he says.
For everything, there is an advantage. The advantage of having these demonstrations is that we are creating a Syrian identity.
There's a lot of talk about identity these days, not all of it positive. Activists point to new loyalties forged under fire, solidarity between cities under siege. But old identities have surfaced too. The Alawite sect, a minority in the country, backs the president and his Alawite clan, which dominates the security services and the military command. The majority on the streets are Sunni Muslims. Activist Rami Nahle acknowledges that sectarian killings in the city of Homs last month may be a preview of worse to come. A group of Alawites tried to break up a demonstration. The Sunnis fought back, and three Alawites were killed, their bodies discovered in a trash dump.
We are not denying it. We are not saying it's black and white. The protesters, all of them, Martin Luther King and Gandhi. Absolutely not.
Nahle says activists are trying to calm the city, especially during Ramadan, when he's convinced the regime will try to fan sectarian strife.
It's not fair, it's not justice, and it's really leave crazy anger. We understand this.
A clearer sign of a shift in government tactics is the campaign of mass arrests ahead of Ramadan.
I was walking in the street, seven men with machine guns. They catch me and start to hit me and put me in the car with my father.
That's Muhammad Ali, part of the latest roundup. The security police go house to house in search of activists. Many say the threat of arrest, with almost certain torture, is more frightening than getting shot.
The first question was, give me your email that you use it for Facebook.
And when he refused to divulge the password that could compromise other activists, Mohammed's father was brought into the interrogation room.
So I start to yell. They hit me on my face. They said to me, if you don't tell us the truth, we will kill him. We will torture him very much. I said to him, yes, ask me and I will tell you.
A condition of his release was to sign a declaration that he would not join or organize a protest again. But Muhammad Ali says he'll be out on the streets every night during Ramadan. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.